Meantime, Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says he sees an end to the U.S. war effort against Iran. Here's correspondent Ben Thomas.
President Trump told reporters he sees an end to the U.S. war effort against Iran.
I think we're 2 or 3 weeks in. We'll leave. Because there's no reason for us to do this.
He was asked about the war's impact on Americans, especially at the gas pump.
We're $4, yeah, and we have a country that's not going to be throwing a nuclear weapon at us in 6 months.
But Americans are feeling the effects in the interim.
And they're also feeling a lot safer.
What is the plan to bring them back down?
All I have to do is leave Iran, and we'll be doing that very soon. And they'll become tumbling down.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Supreme Court seemed poised today to reject President Trump's restrictions on birthright citizenship in a consequential case. It was actually magnified by the fact that the president himself was on hand to listen to the arguments, something that's never been done before. In oral arguments, Justice Brett Kavanaugh notes that Congress did pass federal citizenship laws last century that supported broad birthright citizenship.
If you're in Congress in 1940 and 1952 and you want to limit the scope of Juan Kim Arc or to eliminate ambiguity, why do you repeat the same language rather than choosing something different?
The national correspondent Julie Walker reporting on NASA's moonshot scheduled to blast off today.
NASA sending 4 astronauts on the first flight to the moon in more than 50 years. Artemis II not landing or stopping, but flying around and coming back on a 10-day journey. NASA Administrator Jared Isaacman.
I hope someday my kids are going to be watching, maybe decades into the future, the Artemis 100 mission. Now, we're talking about a lot of repeated missions.
NASA has a lot riding on this moonshot.
And that is Julie Walker reporting, and this is SRN News. A leading poll taker looks at America in its 250th birthday year.
The Pew Research Center is marking the country's big anniversary by compiling a vast data profile of how we have changed since the last big celebration, the bicentennial, 50 years ago. Pew reports that, amongst other things, quote, the American family has witnessed substantial changes. Americans marry and have children at later ages than they once did, and fewer are doing these things at all. Also, a smaller share of children live with 2 married parents. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration is suing the state of Minnesota and its school athletics governing body for allowing boys to compete in girls' sports. The Justice Department says the Minnesota State Department of Education and the Minnesota State High School League are violating Title IX. That's the federal law barring sex discrimination in all educational programs that receive federal money. This is SRN News. Keith Peters reports one professor is going old school.
Once a semester, a Cornell University instructor requires her students to complete an in-class assignment using typewriters. An exercise to help them understand what writing, thinking, and classrooms were like before everything turned digital. The exercise started in 2023 as Grit Matthias Phelps grew frustrated that her German language students were using generative AI and online translation platforms to churn out grammatically perfect assignments. Keith Peters, Washington.
Does it amount to cruel and unusual punishment? There is a lawsuit now over sweltering prisons in Texas.
Lawyers for the plaintiffs say 5 inmate deaths are linked to heat over the last 2 summers. The Texas Department of Criminal Justice disputes that. The plaintiffs are asking for all prisons to be air-conditioned by 2030. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And more of these stories at SRNnews.com.